This is a letter written to literary agents titled In and Out of a Nutshell. Written on Thursday, October the 4th, 1990 by Z. Charnot. Only to be read by those seriously contemplating the publication of these works or the granting of a graduate program acceptance. In and Out of a Nutshell. After attempting to gain academic support for a continuation of the thesis in the enclosed description of studies, I finally decided to simply do the work, with or without academic sanction. One department would say it had no one to supervise cross-disciplinary and multidisciplinary work. Another department would say it is necessary to create a baseline in the tradition of that particular department, which baseline violated the discoveries of the thesis. Although my principal supervisor, Kiyoshi Izumi, granted an A+, top 2% rating in all categories in the graduate studies application, the provincial government could not or would not grant graduate scholarship funding. There are many explanations offered, the range of disciplines, the controversial conclusions, my age, whatever. The six section titles have a relationship with one another which is very revealing. The six section titles are Language, Literacy, and Intelligence, Made for Each Other, exclamation point, question mark, Perception and Neuronal Activity, Political Science, Social Psychology, and Triune Brain Theory, Systems Morphogenesis, The Truth Spectrum, and Anachlism. The 26-page description of studies shows part of the weave, encompassing at least 16 disciplines. One encapsulation of the work is stated on page 2 of the description of studies, Cognitive Science and Artificial Intelligence, Psycholinguistics, and Psychobiology. What a vast and humbling range of consideration. To signify the structure described and developed, metaphor is the fitting together of two references based upon similarities. The two references are fitted together with the intent of discovering the benefit of distributing the differences between the two references. Each reference member's differences are distributed into the other reference member's pattern and constitution. This is a process of natural intelligence. This extends to analogy and allegory. This metaphorical process constitutes a variant assignment method. This is beyond the scope of presently known systems of artificial intelligence, which requires invariant assignment. This metaphorical process, this process of natural intelligence, uses other than logical methods. Logical methods appeal to invariance. The syllogism of Aristotle uses a major premise linked to a minor premise to yield a conclusion requiring invariant elements in each of the premises and the conclusion. There is a linear, one at a time, linking relationship used in logical thinking. Other than logical thinking involves patterns, differences, continuities and discontinuities, balances and disbalances. The physiology of the nervous system supports these other than logical cognitive and perceptive processes, but it does not do it in it only or mostly by electrical or chemical means. It does it by magnetic means. Rostock, in his book The Brain, in 1985, states that the future of brain physiology lies in magnetics. The motion of a charge yields or correlates with a magnetic field. A magnetic field interacts with substance and form to produce the motion of a charge. The human nervous system constitutes a vast network of charge motions and integrating magnetic fields, which are resonant to and interdependent with those charged motions. The senses are only the coarsest, most explicit interaction of an organism with its environmental charged motion matrix and magnetic field matrix. As one brain physiology puts it, the brain is a spherical antenna. This means that there is a direct, non-mediated relationship between the brain and its environment. The charge motions and the magnetic fields in the environment of an organism interact interdependently with the biological substance and form of an organism. This constitutes part of the ecological network or system of any organism. If and as cognitive science believes that the senses mediate in any and all of the relationships of an organism to its environment, if and as cognitive science believes that language and logic represents and processes all of the interdependent progressions of responsive and evolving life, cognitive science is off track. The concept of structuralism, if only regarded as a named anomaly, knowing without learning, can be explained either by referencing the nature of the knowing organisms, its constitutional references, and or it can be explained by such an open system relationship of the knower to that which is known, the magnetic connection, unmediated by the senses, unrepresented by language. Here I suspend the development of the subject right at the very crux of the covariant sequences. Read the book. Publish the book. Support the research. Kind regards, Zira Charnow.